I prophesy to this house, saith the Spirit of grace. For truly, as your message has been one with my coming, to design an openness to this area, an openness to this area for me to come, a portal of glory for me to come, for what my word is declared and the power that has always been. I have desired this, and you've spoken this through words called revival. But know that your words are one with many others who are calling out and crying out for me to come and to establish my kingdom. And know that the books of the prophets and the book of Revelation will get clearer and clearer to my church and even to this specific church, saith the Spirit of grace. And there will be more messages spoken, more wisdom given, more understanding given, for the messages are one. My coming and revival are one. Heaven and earth will meet together. I have described this in my word. I have taught this in my word. And as you pray in tongues, the wisdom of your eldership and the wisdom of those who speak, even from the pews who know me, will speak of the things that are coming to pass, and will bring forth one voice before me to prepare this area and to prepare this region. Be a church that is expecting my coming. Be a church that is expecting the establishment of my kingdom. Be a church that is conforming to my image in these last days. Prepare yourself as a bride waiting for the bridegroom. Do not fear the things that are coming upon the earth, for many things are coming. Much of my church is denying that the earth is getting worse, the world is getting worse. Much of my church is not prepared. Many of my virgins have gone astray and went back. But I say unto you, keep going forward. Go forward. Pray and have compassion on the parts of my church that cannot see, that have become blind, and the parts of my church that have become deaf. Pray for them. Do not speak evil of them, but pray for them that they may regain their strength, that they may regain their virginity in these last days. Call upon me that I can come in and purge my church, for I desire a spotless bride. I desire a bride that is well adorned and prepared itself. Hallelujah, Jesus.